Okay, boys and girls, and we are back. And that was some kick-ass tunes, which I'll go over with you later and give you the times that they're playing. You just heard Conquest of Salem. If you haven't heard, about 3 or 4 years ago, on my way for a dirty weekend in Amsterdam, who should I bump into on a plane but Conquest of Salem? But that's another story anyway. Okay, the moment that 99% of you have been waiting for. I know some of you are waiting for the day tickets we're going to give away, but I know most of you are waiting for this man to be on the show. He is a legend. He is a talent. He is Chris from Fury UK. Welcome.
Hello.
Yay.
How are you?
I'm doing marvellous, love. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you very much.
Good. So, Hammerfest, are you excited?
We certainly are, yes.
Congratulations, you absolutely deserve this 150%. Stage 2, Hammerhounds, Part 1 Alternative Metal, Fury UK, 5 past 1 to quarter to 2 on the Saturday, is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, how hard was it for you to get onto Hammerfest, do you think?
We don't really know, to be honest with you. I mean, it came along. We tried to get on Hammerfest the first time round, it was a bit of a clash of dates with everything, but it's a pleasure to be on the second one. And we've been asking, and then we got asked. So yeah, we couldn't be more pleased.
Do you think it's, I mean, you've had a phenomenal year, and I think it's probably a natural progression. There is only one way to go after the year you've had, and that is up. So that's what I think. So tell us about 2009 for you, because you have had a bloody awesome year, really.
Yeah, I mean, it started off, like, you know, really great when we did the UK tour with Blaze. So that really pushed us on across the UK. And we had some fantastic shows on that tour. We did the SOS Festival again, which was fantastic.
It was. I came and watched you at that, and it was bloody fantastic. And I took the night off and I partied with you on that night. And to watch you, it was great. It really was. You were phenomenal, as always.
Excellent. But you know, further on in the year, to the back end of 2009, we did the Greece tour with Blaze, and did one show in Switzerland as well, and it was really cool, the response we had from the Greek audience and the Swiss, to be honest. They really taken to it well, and the people over there, you know, were really, really accepting, and it was more immediate, we really enjoyed those tours. And then, of course, we did the Michael Schenker tour support in the UK, which was excellent.
Fantastic. So you've been abroad now. Is this the first year you've been abroad, sort of in the last 12 months? Is that right?
The first gigs that we did abroad were with the Greek dates. That was our first time getting out of the country. I mean, we had quite a few promises, you know, in the past, sort of like 2 or 3 years. Due to unforeseen circumstances, they've never actually happened. But Greece was our first time out.
Okay, so you've done Greece. Where else have you done in the past 12 months?
Since then, we started the year with doing a short tour. We played places like in the UK, Macclesfield, Manchester, Boston, Swindon. We did Blaze's album launch party JB's in Dudley. We also did a one-off show with him at Yardbirds in Grimsby.
Ah, that must have been amazing!
Yeah. And the last show that we've just done, which was last weekend, was Wizfest in Belgium. We co-headlined that. So again, that was great, another great European festival. And so next up on the festival front's Hammerfest.
What a way to start 2010, really, after Wizfest, of course. I mean, that's just amazing. And you had your release of the album VR as well in 2009. How did that go?
Excellent. I mean, we released the album at the SOS Festival. That was the release date. The response we've got since then from, you know, not just the press, but fans and everybody, you know, collectively has been fantastic. Everyone thought it was, you know, a real step up for the band, and we spent a lot of time recording it and making sure everything was right for it, and same with the package, the artwork and everything, and yeah, we're very proud of it, and you know, even more pleased with the response it's had.
Yeah, it has had a I've got VR to play after I finish talking to you today, because I do happen to like that a lot. So just to sum up 2009, you released VR, you supported Blaze Bayley on the full UK tour, plus Greece and Switzerland, you played the SOS Festival, you played the Hellfire Festival alongside Saxon and Anvil, yeah?
Yeah.
You played the Bulldog Bash alongside Motorhead and UFO, you co-headlined Wizfest at the beginning of this year, you've got Hammerfest. What else is there for you to do now?
well, it's more of the same, and just to keeping that momentum going, really. I mean, 2010, our current plans are, after Hammerfest, we've got quite a few more dates to do. We've got gigs in, at the end of March and April. We're doing 26th, 27th, which is Newcastle and Grimsby, Trillions and Yardbirds. We've got a London show at Camden Purple Turple, that's on the 30th of March. We're also going over to Belfast.
Well, hey!
Hitting Ireland, so that's 17th of April. And then we're headlining the Mosh for Dosh at the Rigger in Stoke, that's the 24th of April.
Wow!
And on top of all that, we're also working on a new album.
Bloody hell! You are busy, aren't you?
Indeed.
Are you going to go for Hard Rock Hell? Are you going to go for Hard Rock Hell, sorry?
Hard Rock Hell. We're looking at it, but it's all going to sit right at the moment. I mean, if we're going to get a chance to play, then we'd love to play, yeah.
Yeah. What about, obviously, Download and, you know, all those are going to be next in line, 2011, I would think, after your progressive start to 2010?
Yeah, that'd be marvellous.
It would, wouldn't it? Fair dues. Okay, what sort of material have you got? Are you writing yourself now?
Yeah, we started the writing shortly after we finished the Michael Schenker tour in December last year. We started writing about the same time, just before we went on the road again. And then we had January off, so we were hard at work, you know, getting some new songs together. And so we're hoping to record the album in April time-ish this year, and then hoping for a release in September, and that'll be followed by another UK and European tour.
Well, you are certainly stepping up the game, aren't you? And not just stepping up the game, but you're having much more success. You're getting the bigger venues and you're getting more followers now, which I think is fantastic for yourself.
Well, it's a good progression for us. I mean, more than anything, we've got to thank the fans for that, for, you know, taking to us and you know, sticking with us. And you know, some of the followers are really hardcore. You know, they sort of have a real good connection with us. So that's the main sort of thank you that we have, is to all our fans like yourselves. You know, and it's all the support we've had.
You have got some proper diehard fans. I mean, it's obvious from watching your Facebook pages and all the MySpace stuff, you know, and we've got Ella in the chat, who's your German fan-based leader, I believe, you know. We've got Hazy and obviously Mark, who's the manager. So it's nice. We've also got Dama somewhere in the chat room, who we don't see very often. So, yeah, it's nice for you. It must be nice for you, because you have got a good following now. And like you say, diehard fans are hard to come by, but they're the ones that support you through thick and thin.
Exactly, yeah. I think that's the main reason why, you know, 2009 and, you know, coming into 2010, you know, we've really sort of stepped up the game, but held our own at the same time without, you know, without losing the identity of the band at the same time.
Yeah, because, I mean, you had a lineup change. You know, Luke came into the band. How long ago is that now? Is it 2 years?
2 years now, yeah.
Bloody hellfire. Oh, my God.
It doesn't
seem
that long ago,
does it? It doesn't. It only seems like about 6 months ago, and it's, like, fantastic. Because didn't he go off and sub as bass for Blaze Bayley as well?
Yeah, but basically there was David and Nicole from Columbia, and they sometimes have a few visa problems. Basically, there's another guitarist deputy who stands in for Blaze, and they needed a bass player this time round, and Luke was sort of right top of the list, so he just waltzed in and did that. It was actually the first one was Hellfire Festival.
Right.
So we did we opened up the Metal Hammer stage with Fury UK, and then we had to grab all his gear and then leg it over to the main stage so he could play with Blaze.
Fair dues. I mean, that's got to be a great way to help push Fury forward as well. I mean, you know, in all fairness to Luke, like you say, he's only been with Fury UK for 2 years. I know he was in the other band before that. And, you know, that must be a massive experience for him as well.
Absolutely, yeah. You couldn't ask for more, really.
Oh, brilliant. So what do you like about festivals, Chris?
Festivals, I think, I just quite like the atmosphere when everybody gets together, and it's such a friendly atmosphere because everybody's the same sort of state of mind, but everybody's the same but different. It's a place where all rockers and metal fans get together, have a good time. But there's a lot of bands who know each other as well, which is good for obviously for networking from a business point of view, but it's great to actually mingle with people and other bands watching other bands. I mean, Luke's a massive Iced Earth fan, so getting the chance to watch Iced Earth and be on the same bill for
yeah.
is going to be a big thing. But festivals are always fun.
The word you're looking for is everybody gets shit faced and nobody cares.
Exactly. It's just a great all round thing. It really is just celebrating, rock and metal.
I think it's nice because, like you say, not only do the bands integrate with each other, but 90% of the bands, and especially, and some of the headliners, they get in the crowd, they get involved, they're at the bar, you chip in with the fans, and that, I think, makes it even more special, especially for the, the fans out there, because usually, the massive bands, there's security, you can't get anywhere near them, but I like the festivals for that reason, that everybody mingles.
Absolutely, yeah.
So there is no dividing line. So what are you looking at for this new album? Got any secrets for us about it?
Basically, we've sort of like started a fresh sheet. It's still going to sound like Fury UK, obviously, but we're going in a slightly different direction. With VR, we were sort of almost telling a story. It was almost a concept album at one point, but it didn't quite happen like that. But there is a recurring theme throughout the album, and it was sort of like telling like a futuristic story quite a sort of like almost having like a Blade Runner feel to it. With this album, the new album, the writing so far has taken it into a different sort of
dimension?
Different direction, yeah. It's a bit more, in some ways it is, the music has got heavier.
Right.
But I don't know, we'll have to wait and see. It's hard to put it into words at this time.
it's still up there being written in your head, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
At the moment we've got about 6 tracks now, so we're about halfway through.
Oh great, wonderful, excellent. Now, they've put you in on Hammerfest as alternative metal. Do you agree with that definition?
I wouldn't say we're alternative metal, but I think looking at the bill, because I think we're playing on the same stage as, I think, Panic Cellar on later on our stage, and GU Medicine.
And White Wizard, Shining, and Rise to Remain, yeah.
Yeah, so I think maybe they're just trying to get a mix of bands, because I think I put us down as, like, British metal.
Yay!
And I put Panic Cell down as sort of more the niche metal, but they've got a bit of a classic feel to them. I don't know. Maybe they put alternative because it's a mixture.
Yeah, I mean, I was just going to say, their definition of alternative is not run-of-the-mill definition of alternative, obviously, because of the eclectic taste they're in there. But I think it's a good lineup. I think, like you say, it's a different, lots of different things in that part one part, so it'll be good. And it's stage two as well, which is a fair size.
Absolutely. I don't think the main stage is open at our time as well. So there's only going to be our stage and the third stage, which is going to be going on at 1 o'clock. So yeah, we're really pleased with the slot.
Yeah, no, it isn't open. The main stage doesn't open until 6:15, and you have got as competition Isosceles.
Yeah.
They're on from 5:00 to 1:00 till 1:30. So they're your main competition, really.
Well, what do I say?
We've got to steal their instruments or something. Break into the chalet. So yeah, at least I also like Pontins because of the chalet aspect, really. It's not camping, and I friggin' hate camping. So that's a bonus, isn't it? So Motorhead and UFO, amazing to be on the same stage as them, obviously, as well as Saxon and Anvil in the other events.
Yeah.
Anybody you want to play with?
Fashioned health, yeah.
Anybody left that you want to play on the same stages, or do you think you've topped it at the minute?
Personally, I'll be quite happy if I get the chance to be on the same bill as Heaven and Hell.
Really?
That's still going to be right up there on my to-do list.
Wonderful. It's nice you've still got a to-do list, because you're not fazed by any of this whatsoever, are you?
Well, it's one of those, I mean, because we're on the road so much, we've always got, our head, I mean, primarily, we're always musicians, it's always about the music, and, the business side comes into it, but we play music and that's pretty much it. That sort of like is our life. And so, I mean, when we actually get to the stages where we're moving forward, we're playing with bigger bands, it's a real pleasure because we are music fans as well as musicians. So, I mean, me playing on the same bill as Heaven and Hell is probably going to be like Luke at Hammerfest playing on the same festival as Iced Earth.
Ah, bless. Oh, I'm just so chuffed for you. I think you really, really deserve it. And I know I've not been to see you live for a while now, but from what I read and what I hear and stuff, your progression has just been immense from 2009 to 2010. And congratulations on that, because I know how hard you work back behind the scenes to do what you do and get where you are. So, I think you're one of the most deserving bands to get onto Hammerfest, to be honest.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Oh, I love you. And yeah, Lynn from Rock Sector came with me to Hammerfest last year and helped me out with the press side. So looking forward to meeting up with you all again at Hammerfest this year. And I just wish you every success, Chris, both you, Martin and Luke, really. You deserve it. You really do.
Thank you very much. And we'll share plenty of beer.
Jaeger, I'm going to bring Jaeger. I think it's only fair we do Jaeger bombs.
It's only manners, really, isn't it?
Absolutely. We couldn't ask for anything else. So, good luck, and I will see you before stage two on the Saturday, I hope, for a beer. Definitely want you to come back when you decide to release the album and give us a preview on that and what to expect from it, if you would.
Absolutely, yeah, no problem.
And I know there's Ella and that lot in the chat room are saying thank you and wonderful and they love you.
we love them too.
I know you do. They know that. You still keep it real. You still reply. You're on Facebook. And that's what makes you a lot special as well, because you do spend time talking to the fans and getting integrated with the fans, which that's all they ask at the end of the day, isn't it?
Well, this is it. I mean, at the end of the day, we couldn't have done, what we have done and what we're still doing without them. So, it's the least that we can do.
Right. We're going to leave it there, and I'm going to play Fury UK with VR next. Have you got any parting words, Chris?
Everybody rock on, and we'll definitely get drunk at Hammerfest, and hope we can see as many people at these shows coming up as possible. And thank you, everybody.
Yes, and what I'm going to do, I know Mark's in the chat room, I'm going to get Mark to post all the links for your websites in the chat room right now so I can read them out in the next interval. So Chris, thank you very much. Look forward to hanging out with you at Hammerfest. We're going to play Fury UK with VR now, people. Thanks for tuning in and enjoy.